It's 5 minutes. No, it's just three lines. The whole shit. Sure. Look, Mishnah. Hashutfin shenadra nazem izeh asur lekonis lechotzer. If we'll see in the Gemara Zedafka when they each one made a neder, answering the other guy on themselves, or is it even talking about when they are mudr, meaning with the other one, each shut was mad at the other guy. They answered they made that on themselves, or the other guy was mad at them. They are the mudar tzvi. So kitzer, the Mishnah says if they are both asa to each from each other, so then they can't go on the chatzar. But as the Yankiv says, they nichlas aich shaloi, they nichlas aich shaloi. Says the Ram. First of all, he says this Mishnah holds vitter asa mudar enough. Because we're talking about asa chanes. That means even as if you hold vitter is mutter mudar na. There's no problem, even if there is a nether, but it's only Viter, a Kanis living. So, my this mission is going, Viter is awesome. We've never seen in the right time that's significant. Those of Yankiv holds that no, what's it's not a problem because each one is being Nichnas Sar Shaloi. What does that mean? So, over here, Niran quotes first of the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav. Where it says, we're talking about a chotzer she'ein v'din chaluka, a chotzer she'esh b'din chaluka, then everyone holds that's aser. Meaning, if it's large enough that they can force each other, it's it's enough that each one will have dalet al dalet after they divide it, then they can force each other to divide it, then everyone's maida that it's aser. Now, the Ran has a problem over here, a very big problem. And for that, it takes a whole page to solve this problem. And that is that the Gemara in Bava Kamma says the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv and the Tana Kamma, is whether you hold Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv says each one's going into into what's his chalet, is because he holds Yesh Breira. We say that when he goes in, Hovered of Mafreya, that he's going into his chalet. And Rabbanu Ari, they hold Ein Breira. And therefore, it lets each one's going into the other guy's field, and therefore, Chotzer, and therefore, it's a problem. Now, the Ran says, so Ran has a problem. That first of all, has a problem. Actually, the problem was the problem. But the problem, the first problem the Ran has is that if this is a child of the Machlokes is Yesh Breira Ein Breira, that means the Rav Miyankov says that when each guy's using his chatzar, pshat is that now it's his. I'm afraid it's his. It's his chelik. The Baron Hol Ein Breira. So he wants to know then that if it's Ein B'din Chaluka, so we're talking about Ein B'din Chaluka, the Gemara says, right? Now, Ein B'din Chaluka, so since each one can stop the other guy from using it, right? The Chotzer, no one can stop each other from using it. So, Meila, how is the Nedachal? Why, if it's Rabbanan, do we say that each person can because of the nether, they can't go into the field, each of two shutvin can't go into the field, but Maisa, since each shutvin can't stop the other one from using the field, so there ain't other Maisa Dav Shein Shalai. Zayim B'din Chaluka, there's no way of stopping the guy, so then what's the problem, Mechlal? That's the Ran's problem. And for the Ran, that since they don't hold a breira, and we don't look at it that each one is being nichnas b'sarich shalai, but regularly we say that he's being nichnas b'sarich shal chaveiroi, even though pshat is the guy can't stop him because it's a shutfis. And the shutfis is that each one's meshabed his chayil for the other guy. So when we have shutfis in a chatzar, so betzem, half is yours and half is mine. Elamai, I have a shibud, mitzad the dine shutfis, I have a shibud on your chaylik, yeah, that I have a right to use it. But it's not the pshat that I'm using my chaylik when I'm going in there, I'm using your chaylik. Elamai, I have rights, I have a shibud on your chaylik of the chatzar that I should use it from my tzrachim. That's what shutfis means. Right, so Meili says, once it's only a shibud, then the loch is kanamis mafkim de shibud. We had the other day. The Gemara Ksuba says that kanamis a nether is like dusha guf, and it could be like a shibud. So Meila, so that's the machlokes over here. Lefi the Tanakama that you don't say breira. That means when I'm being mishtamish in the chotzer, I'm being mishtamish in your chaylik of the chatzar as well, even though I have a right to it, it's a mitar shibud. But we say that a kanam is mafkim de shibud. Fear balls from Yankee, we say pshat is that every time any of the two shutfim are using the field, the terms of the shutfis are as such that the pshat is that when I'm using it, it's totally mine. When we buy that chatzah together, the pshat is, the split is, that when I use it, it's mine, when you use it, it's yours. And whoever does my freya, that l'chatchil, when I bought it, I was buying all the times, every time I walk into it, it's my freya, this is what I bought. So mela, when it's mine, when I'm using it, it's totally mine. Says the Brezim Yaakov, mela is no nether. Each guy is, when he's being nechlas shalai, when he's using it. That and that the Gemara is Taila and Yesh Breyer and Ein Breyer. That's the Ran's Malach. Now, the Rech Agav, he writes, which he discussed more about Richas and Mevavim and Beis, that we see from here that a maskir could aser the seicher, can aser the house or field, whatever they're renting to the seicher. He could aser it, because since the kinyan go, it betzim belongs to him. The seicher just has a shibud on it to use it. So we see from here that you can aser, you could, just like the shutif could aser his chalik on the other shutif, the fider chamim, even though the other shutif has a shibud, so too the Ran compares it to seicher maskir, that even though the seicher has a shibud to use the house or the field, whatever it is, the maskir can aser. Okay, that's a side point. Now, the main problem that the Ran has over here is, and this, he has four mahalchim, shall I say quickly, that the Ran has a problem with this that we're talking in Breira, that we might be Paschal Bozer Biankiv, yeah? Paschal Bozer Biankiv, that's Osir, I mean, that's Mutter, it means the Chorib is saying we're Paschal Yesh Breira. Problem is, the Gemara in Beitza says that we say b'deraisa, we say ein breira. By din deraisa, we say ein breira. By din rabbanu, we say yesh breira. Only by din rabbanu, we say yesh breira. By din deraisa, and it's mechalek is yesh breira ein breira. Pashas is saying something. So sub deraisa l'chumra, we say ein breira. When it's only din rabbanu, we say yesh breira. So meila, how can paskan like Rav Zvi Yankiv? Yet we hold b'ikur ein breira. Some of Chaim got asked that the Shaila is whether Vitor is the Raisa Rabbanon. So if I say here, this will be right that Vitor is the Raisa. Though some, I think, some say that Vitor is only Rabbanon. Akbanon, but this round the Chaim is moving, that's the Raisa. So that's the round's question. Again, how can we pass it was a Yankiv that each one's Nichlus B'Sech Shaloi? That means we hold Yesh Breira. If the Maisa we hold the Raisa, Ein Breira. So because of this kasha, Meritam says, Betzim, when we're paskening Rav Elazar Yankiv, we're not paskening mitamei, we're paskening the halacha of Elazar Yankiv, the hainu, that as we hold Vitor is mutam. Well, Ran started off that Vitor, this mission holds Vitor is also mutam. The reason why Paskin and Rabbi Elazar Miyankov, that each one could be nichnas, not like the Svar Elazar Miyankov, that each one's nichnas v'sech shaloi because yesh breira, rather because Vitor is mutter. Tuma being nichnas l'sech, so that's Vitor. Vitor, we hold Vitor is mutter. So that Duran, being the other Balaktaisvis, argue on that, and they say no. We had the whole last parak is all about Vitor being asib mudana. There's kam mishnayis that are mashma that the stam mishnah is Vitor is asib mudana as mechtesi. We should pass in Vitor is mutter mudana. So they basically reject Rabbi Aaron Tam's mahalach out of hand. That's the first mahalach. The second mahalach he says is that. Now, the fakir, we paskin that even the rice yesh bera. The Gemara in Beitz is ishlaik halacha. The Gemara in Beitz is machalak. The Firbaish, I think it is between the rice, we say ain bera, and the run yesh bera. Our Gemara is saying no. Our Gemara paskin of blazim yankiv holds that even the rice yesh bera. And then also the shinim don't like that, don't like it. He demonstrates that we say. Embrayer, we say Achav Shcholku is Lekuchos. We see we hold Lemaisa Midraisa. Shmuel holds. We say Embrayer, so he doesn't like that either. Okay, then he brings down a Ramban. Now, it's not 100% clear what the Ramban's learning. It's Mashma that the Ran is understanding the Ramban like this, that the Machlekes. Even the Gemara says, telling you, yesh breira, ein breira, but this is not really the same breira that the sugi is all over Shas, of yesh breira, or ein breira. And the Ramban says, the Tanakhama that says, that's aser, because of ein breira. Boz B'Yankiv that says, that each one is sech shaloi, that's him, they're arguing in the gather of shutfis. This is the way I understand that the Ran is understanding Das Ramban. That they're really arguing in the side of Shutfis. That Rabbi Elazar Miyankov says each one's a Seich Shaloi Nichnas Pshat is because each one bets him Kilo owns the whole thing. Each one owns the whole thing. So Mela, that's the gather of Shutfis. So Mela, each one is being Nichnas Seich Shaloi because it's his. So when he's using it, it's his. Not the pshat that Kilo, when he bought it all those times when he's walking, every time he walks into it, oh, that lefreh, that's what he bought, the chatchila. The pshat is, the way the shutfis is set up, is batsam, that each one owns the whole thing, and the chum hold, no. So mela, the chum hold, that batsam, each one owns half. And mela, every time I'm using the field, I'm using the other shutif's half also. El may have a shibud, but okay, that the nether is mafkia. Well, it says no, each one owns the whole thing, and then also the Ran rejects, and he says, so why is it more called yesh brera neimbrera? According to the Ran, it's not really. It's just like a borrowed term. It's not really brera neimbrera. No shach with the brera neimbrera. It's like that. It also doesn't like the whole yisaid of the Ramban that if you're Rabbi Yankov, each one owns the whole thing. He says he doesn't like that. Either it's his or it's his. Either it's his, or if it's his, it's not his. If it's one shutif, it's not the other one. He doesn't like, what's the whole thing? Everyone owns both. Everyone owns the whole thing.
The Ramban holds it's physically 50-50 split?
The Ramban holds, yes. It's not necessarily down the middle. I don't know exactly how the chaluk is, but each one only owns half. So again, so the Ran rejects the Ramban as well. The Ran himself says Elmai, no, it's real Breyer over here, and the pshat is Nafir Blazer Miyankiv L'chadchila, when you bought it, it was Aldas all those times that when you go in, every time you walk in, so you talk it bought it, was talk it yours Lagamri, and then that's why there's no problem with the nether of it. The reason why, even though we pass an Ein Breyer here, we pass an Yesh Breyer, says the Ran, because over here it's better than the other than all of Shas and Breira. Because in all of Shas, the Breira is a suffix b'chlal, like the Moshel. Like the one of the classic cases of Breira is you say you're not sure you want to make Erev Tchumen because there's a Rav coming to give a share. You're not sure you're not sure which way, which side of the city he's going to be coming from. So you make a, you put two tchumen, whichever one he'll end up coming from, that's the one that you want should be, you should be kind of shvisa. So there, it's b'chal a suffix whether what I'm doing is going to have any meaning or not. So Api Breiru, we say I'm doing a chlois of tchumen. If it'll be in a spiral later, whether or not this I'm being kind of shvisa here or not. Mashenkin over here vada. They're being kind of, right? There's the shutfas over here. And each one is being kind of half. And each one is being kind of, according to Rosemary, he's being kind of whatever he's going to be using. Shaila is just when he's being kind of, when he's kind of. So that's an easier brera. If it's a shaila b'chal, whether there's going to be any chalais here at all, then it's hard to use brera. Mashenken over here, there's a bad chalais. Shaila is just when you have to be mivar the times when it's this guy, when it's Reuven's, when it's Shimon's, then that's an easier brera. And then we say yesh brera. So that's in a nutshell the four truths of this major kasha. If the Gemara is titled in brera, how can we pass on Grazim Yankiv? That it's mutter and yet we pass him the right same bread. Says the Mishnah Vayta, Shnei Masurin, Lahamid Rechaim, Betanur, Ulogad Tanur Goylem. So even though the Lord Miyankov says that you're allowed to walk there, but you're not allowed to be Maimid Tanur Goylem. Why? Says the Ran. Because even though the Gemara in Chazabatim says, Shutfashasha, yeah? The chutvin are not makbid on hamadas rechayim and tanur, but over here they're makbid. Yeah, obviously they're not in great terms with each other. Each one's madder enough from each other. So meila over here by mudana we say it's aser. Now hoy echemen mudana mechavei, right? Where it's not that each one is mudder from each other. So then. In other words, no difference whether it's both of them being mudder from each other or just one of them being mudder from the other one. It's the same din. So here the Ran speaks out. So there's absolutely no chiddush in this. Right? There's no chiddush that there's no half a meaning there should be difference whether it's one guy being aser from the other guy or they're both being aser from each other. As far as the halacha of zen nichnas b'sech shaloi, or we say that it's aser. So the whole says the Ran, the whole chiddush of this case is only for the sake of the chiddush. That what? Let's make the yochum shalchan nichnas. Here's the sech shalcha. Oh, kaifin es hanoi the limker es chelkai. That's really the chiddush over here. And what's the reason for that? Says the Ran. Hachbav leitzur lebron leron zayankiv. What's the difference? One or two? El mshem seifa. What's the svara? Reuven can't be nana from Shimon. Shimon could be nana from Reuven. So Reuven is aser to go into the field. Shimon's mutter. He says maybe he'll get jealous of his friend. In other words, if neither of them could use the field, okay, it's a big deal. But if one of them is using it, the other guy is not using it, so the chashash will end up using it. The male, if we force him to sell, we force the one that's aser to sell to the other guy, so he shouldn't come to be over on the nether. They're both aser, then there's no chashash, and therefore we don't make him sell. And that's why he says also, if a guy made a neder to aser his nechasim on himself, yeah, we don't find anywhere that we make him sell it because maybe it'll be nechshol, yeah. Elamai, because it's only over here because you're a shutfim and your shutf is doing whatever he wants and you're not, then there's a chash. Okay. Oh, then he says even if you're Bezer Miyankiv. That says Shari Lekhanis Lechatzer still Kaif and Isai Vilday Nam Ikla Meichash, because his friend is being Ma'im and Ruchayim Etanur, and he's not. even though technically he could be makpid, we say he's not going to be makpid. So in other words, Ran has a kneich over the chiddush. He's saying Nafir Blazer Yankiv. The other guy is using the field not just to walk there, but Rechaim and Tana as well. And Mela, that's why, even though he has a right to walk there, if you're Bazar Yankiv, there's still Shash, there'll be Ivan is not there, because the Shutev is doing more than just walking there. The Shutev is actually using it. Look, Mishnah Vayit. Ayach min Ashuk, Mudur, Be'achad Mehem, Ana. So let's say it's not one of the Shutfim. It's an outside guy. So Lo Yikon is Lechatzer. He's Mudur, no, he can't go in. Even though he's only Mudur from one of them, but according to Chamim, it's no different than the one of the Shutfim. Bezim Yankiv says, no, Yoch Leimer, Lo Yisach Shal Chavercha, Ayin Nichnas. Ayin Nichnas, Lo Yisach Shal. Just like Bezim Yankiv holds the second Shutf. Every shut, the Mudur himself, one of the Shutim could go in. He's saying B'sech Shali Ani Nichnas. So too, the outside guy, the random guy, could also say that he's being Nichnas into the field of the one who is not Mudur from the other Shutim. And that the Ran speaks out over here. That. The chiddush over here, first the chiddush is for Rezim Yankiv. That feel all echel min ashuk and shul yoch lakim. Oh, says the Ran though that miyukos of Rajba dafke shu nichnas the tzarech hashutif bein shu tzarech l'shutif or shashutif tzarech loy. Now there has to be that this random guy that's coming in is not so random, and he has a shaykhaz over here. That either the shutif, the other guy who's not the madir. Yeah, is he needs him, or he needs the random guy, or the random guy needs him? In other words, he has to have some business with the other shutif in order to allow him to say, "Oh, I'm not going into your part. I'm going into his part." And it's part of the brera that, it's part of the brera that he's going into the shutif's chelik and not your chelik. Otherwise, not the madis chelik, because otherwise. He had no shaykhis, and Breyer is not going to help you. So in other words, he's kainit for himself and forever is kil b'makaychay. Guy, it's coming because of him. He's a guest, he's a worker. He needs a guy to get the guy in the field. So his kinyan extends to that guy. If he's a stam random dude wants to go on the field, what chaychas? He can't say, "Oh, I'm going to his chelik, not your chelik." What chaychas do you have to his chelik? This is the raw argument. Fine. Hamud ano mechaveiro if yesh loy merchet zebeis habad muskarim beir im yesh loy behen tfises yad aser and tfises yad muter. So if he has tfis yad, meaning he gets a benefit from it, he rounds on a base. Yesh lemadir el sheskir la'acher. Yesh ben tfis yad lemadir. Also muda lehonis mehem. Lechim yesh lemadir ben tfis yad. Have like a day. When I'm far, shechidam tfis yad. So if he gets a chelik, I'm going to say how much. If he gets a chelik of the profits, then it's also for the other guy to go in, because then he's getting enough. I'm lechaver kind of the base of shayin nichnas satr shayin lekech. We had this missionary a few times. Meisa machal acher mutter. He said beis cha. So once he sold it to somebody else, yeah, mutter. Koyin by zeh shein nichnas, so zeh shein shein lekach. Meisim mach la'acher. Meisim mach la'acher is also. All right, say it.